Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the SBFSC Fantasy Football Power Half Hour. Come to you on a Wednesday night. So I'd like to welcome all the listeners into the podcast. And we have a great announcement coming tonight about the Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Championship and a new contest that will be hitting the waves this season. And I'm going to welcome in Mr. Connor Allen, who is a frequent guest of the show, who is the owner and proprietor and conspirator of the website FantasyFootballMatrix.com. And he's going to be the new one of the sponsors of the Pick 6 contest. We're going to bring in Mr. Connor Allen now. Connor, are you with us? How you doing?
Yeah, I am. How's it going? I'm doing very well myself.
Doing great. What did you think about that draft this past Saturday night that we did the satellite draft one for Hardwood Fantasy Sports?
I thought it was pretty interesting, actually. It did not go exactly how I imagined it to.
Me neither.
Would love to dive into it a little bit later, but I thought it went well for me, but was surprised in some other parts.
That's exactly right. Now, see, with that format starting at one running back and then three wide receivers, it's definitely going to be some interesting stuff. I mean, Frank Gore slipping around eight. That's what's going to happen with some of these drafts that happen early. And, you know, we're going to bring a lot more drafts as the summer wears on and comes along, and it's going to be, you know, some good stuff to have. And I don't believe in free mock drafting. I believe in the small money drafting that you and everybody else is competitive and good in, and you know can really make an impact. You know, because they'll stay with it throughout all 18, 20 rounds. But Connor, you wanted to talk to me tonight about the new Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Championship Pick 6 contest, sponsored by Fantasy Football Matrix. What would you like to say about that?
Yeah, I'm just really excited to be able to sponsor that, and I'm really excited for the contest. It's a pick six contest, so we're going to be the final lineups are still being decided as what we're going to start, but as of now, it's one quarterback, one running back, three wide receivers, and then a tight end. And each week, you have to pick someone new, and you can't pick anyone else that you picked before. So it kind of almost has a DFS feel to it, but I think that it'll be a very cool contest with high payouts, so very excited.
Well, $2,500 to first place and 50-person user maximum because you're only competing against 49 other players. And I'm looking to change the third wide receiver to a flex, which could be any other position, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end.
Yeah, then that would be great too. I think that this will be a very cool format either way. And I'm excited to get some people onto this, too.
The buy-in is $100. And, Connor, due to his sponsorship duties, he'll be tweeting and retweeting about the contest as often as he can. And we'll put a little link up on his website, too. And I'll put a link on SBFSC.com. And it's a different feel than the SBFSC. I've wanted to do one for many, many years, but just hadn't had the chance to really, you know, pushed through to his greatest capability. I did one of these for the NFL playoffs, and it went over really well. And I got over 50 for that. So,
oh, wow.
So if we can get over 50 for this playoffs, then I'm thinking we can get 50 for this gig here. So
yeah, most definitely. I think that people will love to do a contest like this, especially since, you know, I mean, people play DraftKings and FanDuel and stuff, and it's fun, but it's not as much – doesn't have that whole season-long continuity feel to it, and I think that this is a good combination of both.
Exactly. And, you know, because this contest is going to be a sprint in terms of who you pick each week because you want the most points that week. but it's also a marathon because you want to be on top at the end. And for that $2,500 grand prize, that's really going to be, you know, very, very interesting. You think $2,500 is a good grand prize to go, or should we go, say, $2,000, maybe spread the payouts out a little bit more?
I don't know. I kind of like the $2,500 grand prize. You know, it adds a little extra incentive, has a nice ring to it.
Well, let's keep it at that then. Because the tax bracket are going to get you either way, $2,000 or
$2,500.
So, Well, tell us a little more about the Pick Six contest. Have you ever done something like this before? I've done it for fantasy golf, and I've done it for pick NFL teams. But have you? Is this your first entry foray into this as well, or have you done this before?
I've done something similar, but not quite this format. I think that having a DFS background, my co-owner for the SBFFC, both of us will actually be doing this contest together, and he has a pretty big background of DFS, so I think we're pretty excited about that. And
two heads are better than one.
But. Yeah, exactly. We'll be able to run things by each other, and I think that's pretty important. But the whole concept of it, I'm really excited for, and just to be able to lay out who I want to pick each week instead of being locked into a draft like pretty much all my other leagues.
Mm-hmm. This is, you know, kind of a good, diverse, different league, and I'm gonna make a motto: this SPFSC Pick Six contest will be the cure for your common fantasy league. You know, just like the SBFSC Draft Championship, an experience unlike any other, we call it a cure for the Common Fantasy League. So, picked that from USA's weird science there, USA Network. You know, I used to watch that back as a kid. But and then, you know, what do you think about this contest having you don't pick any kickers or no defense?
I actually like that format a lot. I'm playing. I got the Scott Fishbowl 480 draft coming up in 2 weeks. It's a huge fantasy contest with 480 different teams in it.
Really?
It's coming up in it's 360 different analysts and then 120 fans, and we each get divisions and stuff. So that actually does not have defenses or kickers either. So I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah. So that'll be interesting, but. I think it's kind of the way to go. I think kickers with the whole new extra point moving back and stuff are kind of becoming even more wishy-washy than before. And then defenses are just, I don't know, picking a whole unit just to represent kind of doesn't feel right.
It's like a dime a dozen. Now, we need to do some more IDP things, so maybe you can get that up on your rankings. And also, fantasyfootballmetrics.com is going to each week have weekly rankings. So that's going to help you pick your team as well. Because this is SBFSC format, with the exception of running backs, who get, you know, 0.15 points for every yard instead of 0.1, and then tight ends get 1.5 points per PPR section, instead of one. So, a couple differences there, but you know, not you know necessarily you know the we're not reinventing the wheel here. We're just trying to see what we can do to make it happen.
Yeah, definitely. And I've already started looking ahead to week one for, you know, who I should pick, and I think that there's a lot of interesting matchups, and it's going to be some tough decisions to be made on whether I should use a player in a good matchup during week one or wait. But, you know, I got to maximize the point total, so we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And also, I'm trying to work on this. If you win the SBFSC New Pick 6 contest, you might win one of these. OfficialFantasyRings.com. Listen to this commercial.
There's no greater feeling than that fantasy championship. When it's time to collect your winnings, though, not so great. Celebrate your championship like the pros with a customized ring from OfficialFantasyRings.com. Trophies are for participation, and belts are for spandex. So if you want it, then you better put a ring on it. OfficialFantasyRings.com will set your league apart from the rest with multiple pricing and style options. Build the pricing of the ring into your entry fees and hold the ultimate bragging rights over your league mates. Visit the site and use their ring size chart. Check the styles and order yours today. OfficialFantasyRings.com. OfficialFantasyRings.com.
Well, we're back in the SBFSC Fantasy Football Power Half Hour. And I'm going to tell you about the original Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Championship Contest, which will be 12 teams of 12 leagues. 144 total teams went up to $5,000 in the biggest, largest live one-day draft outside of Las Vegas. This is how you can sign up for the Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Championship. SBFSC.com. Listen to this 30-second commercial.
The football championship proudly presented by Buffalo Trace Bourbon. The Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Championship proudly presented by Buffalo Trace Bourbon. The Las Vegas style event right here in South Central Kentucky. Live on August 20th at the Carroll Nicely Conference Center in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Hosted by the WKU Dance Team. A $200 buy-in can win you up to $5,000. More than $25,000 in total prizes. This season-long fantasy football tournament consists of 12 divisions of 12-team leagues competing against the best fantasy football players in the world. Sign up today at sbffc.com.
Now, Mr. Connor Allen for Fantasy Football Matrix, he's going to be represented in this SBFFC on live on Saturday, August the 20th at the Nicely Conference Center. So you want to sign up for that right now in Bowling Green, Kentucky. So, Connor, you're going to have to really kind of, in this pick six, you know, I know you like breaking down matchups. For something like this, are you wanting to get off to a big, huge lead in this contest early and let these guys catch up to you? Or are you wanting to play it conservative first and let these other guys use their big dogs and their big scoring players and then you sneak up and beat them at the finish line down the stretch?
You know, I'm really thinking that with certain positions, especially injury-prone players, I'm thinking that I'm going to use them early because, you know, I may not have the chance to use them later down the road if they're not even able to play. So, you know, players like Le'Veon Bell, you know, Jamal Charles, players like that who have really high ceilings, if they have the good matchup and they're still healthy, you know, I'm not going to be afraid to pull the trigger. So hopefully I'll be able to find streamers later in the year, you know, but I think that for the upside that they present, you know, while the health is still good, I think that's what the strategy's got to be for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get up to a quick start and kind of get out of that gate running. And then don't be afraid to use the number one guy now because what may be the number one guy week one will be a number 50 ranked guy week 15. So this is not a head-to-head contest. It's total points. So it's all about you. It's not about what your opponent does. You know, it's about
exactly,
you
and so many guys go down throughout the year. You know, it's really tough to predict who that's going to be. So you know, by those weeks when they go down, you should be able to use their backup and get good replacement value. Hopefully,
tell me about it. Because you know, with the 16-week contest, like out of 32 NFL teams, you're going to use 16 quarterbacks, 16 running backs, 32 wide receivers, 16 tight ends, and even more with the flex. Because I think I'm going to switch it over to the third wide receiver to the flex.
Yeah.
I'll make an executive decision. Matt Grant, sorry about that. I'm going to go ahead and do it. I think it would be better. But, you know, using 50% of them, once you get that 15th, 16th ring guy, there's some point discrepancy. And there may be some times where you may have to punt a few points just to stay in the running.
Yeah, it's very, very possible, you know. I mean, you got to go week by week. I think I'm definitely going to have a mix. I guess some of the streamers, are as soon as like week two or three, and we have a better idea of who's going to be really good and who's going to be bad, who gets torched. I think that being able to find streamers will be a lot easier then. So hopefully for a few of those weeks, especially quarterback, you know, the quarterback position is so deep in fantasy, sub the top three or four, then, I mean, you can pretty much find a stud almost every week. I think it was last year that New Orleans let up over 20 fantasy points a game to every quarterback that they played on average, regardless of it was.
Yeah.
I think I started Brian Hoyer one week, and I think he had like 19 points or something against them. So it's anything like that, you know.
That's how Kirk Cousins, I think, came to fantasy prominence, playing New Orleans Saints that time, and people started picking up as a fantasy quarterback. I mean, that's another thing you're going to have to, you know, set an example as well. You're going to have to pick guys that are playing these poor rush defenses, poor pass defenses, poor defensive period. And knowing who that's going to be and just capitalizing on that, you know, I may pick a one wide receiver each week to the team that gives up the most fantasy points per wide receivers. Now, it's going to take several weeks to get the trends going on that. But once you do, I think we're going to have to ride that train, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, I think the beginning of the week is, I mean, the beginning of the year is fairly unpredictable because, you know, teams that we thought were going to be good are going to stink, and then, you know, players will get injured. So it's really unpredictable, I think, at the beginning of the year. And then I think after a few weeks, you know, we'll be able to tell who's going to be good and establish kind of a baseline for certain players and how they're going to do. So I the first few weeks are definitely going to be interesting.
It will be interesting. That's may determine, because it's going to be very quick with 50 owners. It's going to be easy to get separated from the pack and get lost in the shuffle, you know, if you don't, you know, start out really good. And I think week one, two, and three is going to be more wide open. And then it's going to start setting the trends in and, you know, possibly figuring who's going to win this contest and this event. Let's go to commercial with another fantasy football sponsor for the SBFSC, Suda Financial Services, with Ron Hunter Suttle and Andy Rector. Good, proud sponsor of the show.
We save you money. That makes sense. Stoodle Tax Service.
Stoodle is back in Bowling Green. With plummeting returns on your money and temps to match, you can count on Stoodle Financial Services to be there whenever you need them to help you make smart decisions about your money. Call 438-2611. They know what's best for you. Keep an eye on rates and know the right course of action to take to help your money work for you and grow. Just call Stoodle Financial Services to set up an appointment. Call them at 438-2611. Call 438-2611. Weekdays, evenings, or even weekends. Call 438-2611. No matter what the temperature or the stock market is doing, you'll have peace of mind knowing the professionals at Stoodle Financial Services, now in Bowling Green, are there for you anytime you need them. Call Stoodle today, 438-2611. Leave it to the experts at Stoodle Financial Services.
Call Stoodle today.
Back on the SBFSC Fantasy Football Power Half Hour with the frequent and great guest, Connor Allen, FantasyFootballMatrix.com. Connor, what's going on right now with the Fantasy Football Matrix website? What, have you got any new articles up yet? Have you doing any, you know, new rankings that will catch people's eyes? What's the
yeah,
good word
well,
there?
So two things. Since I've last been on, which was about, I think, 2 weeks ago, I've updated my rankings again, or my projections, and I think the biggest – some of the biggest players that just came in would be Kamar Aiken. I think that
Kamar Aiken.
I think that he could be a solid wide receiver three because, you know, Steve Smith is recovering from an injury. And then Brashad Perriman, I mean, who knows what's going to happen. He has a partially torn, I think, ACL, you know, he's still recovering. And then the only other choice there would be Mike Wallace. So I think you're looking at, you know, Mark Trestman offense. I think Kamar Aiken could get somewhere around 120 targets, you know, 80 catches, and I think 1,000 yards is what I have projected for, which I don't think is unreasonable at all. And if he's starting, I think that's almost more of a floor than a ceiling.
Okay, so for Kamar Aiken, I need to draft him and SBFSC in round what?
So I actually just took him in our draft that we did on Saturday. And let's see here. I believe it was round 9. I took him in round 9.
Okay. And that's, you have to start three wide receivers there. And in SBFSC, I start two. But
so
SBFSC,
I took him as my fifth wide receiver off the board, actually.
Okay. So you'll be playing him on the bye weeks at the very least, and then let him move up.
Yeah, exactly. I think I have him plugged into my flex at the moment. I have, because I really went wide receiver heavy with this, and kind of decided to stream the running back position. So, you know, I mean, I started with A.J. Green and Jordy, and then was able to grab Jarvis Landry as my wide receiver 3. And then wide receiver 4 was Torrey Smith, and number 5 would be Kamar Aiken with Mohamed Sanu to round it out. So, you know, I think I built in a lot of depth there, and I'm pretty excited about that.
I like Torrey Smith, too. I mean, I think he's going to do well. I think he's going to go under the radar in a lot of these leagues, drafts. And if you can get Aiken in round 9 in the SBFSC or other fantasy league, even if you don't start three wide receivers, I think that'd be a good fine addition. So players that have jumped up?
So I moved Demaryius Thomas up a little bit, like 2 ranks, I believe. That's just because I think I had him a little bit too low before. And, you know, he's been a wide receiver 1 the last 3 years. No matter like, even if Peyton Manning was good, bad, he still performed pretty well. So, you know, I think that I moved him all the way up to number wide receiver 12. So I think that he's pretty much a lock to finish somewhere like mid wide receiver 2 to wide receiver 1 range. So, you know, I think I had him a little bit too low before. Even despite the messy quarterback situation in Denver.
And then he'll probably be drafted, what, the mid or the late round 2, you think?
Yeah, you know, I've actually seen him even go in like round 3 and stuff. So, you know, I think that his value is falling in a lot of drafts because, you know, he had a lot of drops last year. And the quarterback, you know, no one really wants to draft a wide receiver tethered to Mark Sanchez. But I'm pretty confident in his ability and the offense that Gary Kubiak runs.
I do understand that, so that'd be someone to watch out for, too. Before we switch to the quarterback and running back rankings that you've got updated, let's listen to our good buddy Randy Williams at deadcoach.org, another fine sponsor of the show, and he'll probably be doing this contest as well. All we've got to do is strong arm, he'll get in there. Watch this.
Hi, my name is Randy Williams, and I'm the president of a Debt Coach Credit Counseling Service located here in beautiful Florence, Kentucky. A Debt Coach Credit Counseling Service is a nonprofit organization devoted to helping people with their financial situations and find solutions to their problems. We work directly with your creditors to help reduce interest rates, waive fees, and bring your accounts current so we can help repair your credit standing. We also work with all types of creditors, such as collections, credit card companies, payday and online lenders, and even your federal student loans and personal finance companies. So if you're having trouble with your budget today and you're looking for a second opinion, please call a Debt Coach Credit Counseling Service. Please call 888-767-9155 or visit our website at adebtcoach.org. The answers are waiting for you.
Well, we're back on the SBFSC Fantasy Football Power Half Hour, talking to Connor Allen, fantasyfootballmatrix.com, and I want you to tell us about what running backs and quarterbacks that have caught your eye and moved up in these rankings.
Yeah, you know, the running back position I've been kind of tinkering with. There's a lot of players that, you know, their values are just really hard to project. You know, players like David Johnson, Devonta Freeman, Ezekiel Elliott. You know, you took him in our draft, actually. But it's a lot of these players have huge question marks next to their name, except they have huge upside as well. So, you know, I'm struggling with projecting them, but I'm just trying to use the most accurate historical basis for a lot of these players and just kind of factoring in their upside as well in the rankings. So I think I moved up Ezekiel Elliott in my rankings. I also moved up Mark Ingram despite the bad injury history that he's had. I was reading a tweet the other day that somebody sent out that said he's gotten injured on every 40 carries that he's had in his career.
Oh, so we need to drop after
which
the
is
39th carry.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
About two games,
you know, yeah, that's not a very good track record, you know. And, like, I love his upside in the New Orleans Saints offense, but that kind of injury history is kind of tough to overcome. So, you know, I have a few good amount of shares of him, but that kind of scares me off a little bit.
What about
Here. We got an...
What about, like, a deeper guy? Like, after, like, say, pick 15, do you have a Kamar Aiken type out there that we can release to the public?
That you can release to the public. Well, a lot of late-round running backs I actually really like this year. I think there's a lot of upside with players like Amir Abdullah. I think that he's the same player he was last year, just as explosive, except he's going in the 7th or 8th round instead of the 4th round, which he was last year after his one cut in preseason that he took to the house. And everyone got so excited about his ADP, jumped up a few rounds. But now you have the same player. That he have less competition now. Joyke Bell is gone. And what should be an improved offense, you saw in the second half of last year, the Lions played very well. You know, some people say it was their schedule that was easy, but, I mean, if you look at their schedule this year, they have a cupcake of a schedule. They don't their teams they play are not very hard at all. So I think that if Abdullah can get established, I think he could be a huge, huge pick with a lot of upside in round 7 and 8. He's one of my favorites, but let's see here. If you want to even go a little bit deeper than that, I like Charles Sims' upside late, especially the pass catching back with SBFFC scoring.
At Draftleaf, Twitter loves him. He wanted Charles Sims the other night. He was in this draft too.
Yeah, you know, he's a great running back, and you know, Doug Martin, if he falters at all, and Charles Sims gets the reins, Charles Sims pretty much becomes a running back one. And then even if Doug Martin plays a full healthy season, you saw last year, you know, Charles Sims is going to catch the ball a bunch. So I have him projected for 50 catches, which puts him still in the running back, mid running back two, running back three range. And, you know, if he can get a few more carries, you know, he could be a great late round running back and develop into a stud if things roll the right way for him.
Things roll the right. That's what it's all about there. So, like, you had Amir Abdullah, the Butcher, got drafted with the 7th pick in round 6. This is not third round reversal, by the way, the draft we did. Charles Sims, he went the 4th pick of round number 9. So, basically, you know, Doug Martin, he was drafted in the, I think he was drafted in the 2nd round, I believe, if my eyes are seeing. Yes, he was drafted round 2nd by Draftleaks. And Draftleaks is going to get him, but I think Ralph Chauvin, who did this team, was taken right before him.
So
I was like, can't have nothing.
Yeah, I was actually very close to picking Charles Sims in round 8 over Frank Gore. But, you know, I looked at the bye week, so my other running back was Eddie Lacy. And his bye week of week 5, Frank Gore plays the Chicago Bears. So, you know, I figured that would be a great plug-and-play matchup for me on my bye week with Eddie Lacy. I think that the Colts should probably be favored by a lot, have a favorable game script, and I think Gore will be able to – yeah, exactly. You know, worst case, Gore gets a touchdown, you know, a few points. I think minimum there is pretty much 10 points, and that's what you're looking for in a back. You know, he doesn't really have as much upside as Charles Sims, I don't think, with that whole offense, just because, you know, Gore's getting old. But I think that for an 8th-round pick, you know, being my – 2nd running back, I think that he can do a lot of great things.
Well, Frank Gore, his Social Security number was 1. You know, whenever he was around, the Dead Sea was only 6. And Frank Gore's also got an autographed copy of the Bible. But he's still running strong and doing a good job at the age of 33. So we got about 2 minutes left in the power hour. For, I know you have to run out. You got to do some things tonight. But what about quarterback rankings? Tell us about them.
Yeah, you know, I was luckily able to grab one of my favorites this year in Drew Brees. The quarterback rankings haven't moved up too much in the offseason, you know, not a whole lot of news. There are a lot of great sleepers, you know, though, that I've liked. I like Joe Flacco a lot this year. I think that in a Mark Trestman offense, he's probably going to throw the ball 650 times. And with a real receiving core this year, I think that he'll be able to post some great numbers. Matt Stafford, I talked about the Lions already, but I think that there's a lot of good sleeper quarterbacks. You know, if I miss out on the top, you know, 4 or 5, I'm not afraid to wait till, you know, rounds 14, 15 to grab quarterbacks.
Yes, and my buddy Matt Krantz, a living legend in fantasy football, he likes Travis Benjamin as well. So Phil Rivers does well.
Yeah.
Then he'll have a solid season too. Connor, any parting words of wisdom from your website or for this Pick 6 contest before we call it evening?
Not really. Just play the matchups and good luck to everyone else. You know, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Sounds great. Well, Connor, we enjoy having you on. You can come on anytime you want to, as you know. And we'll be starting to tweet out about the Pick 6 contest details tonight. I'll be sending invites to my SBFFC owners and emailing people, and emailing people I know and emailing people I don't know. So, That'll be some good times. And we'll get this contest filled up, I think, very shortly now. We'll get a big build-up tonight and this week, and then it'll stall until about August, and the itch will come again. But we'll get this filled.
Of course.
All right. Well, Connor, have a good rest of the evening, and have a good night tonight, and come back on and talk to us.
Yep. You as well, Brian.
All right. Sounds good. Well, that was Connor Allen, FantasyFootballMatrix.com. He is the sponsor of the SBFFC Pick 6 contest. So before we go, as we leave you tonight, there's one more chance to sign up for the Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Championship. SBFFC.com is the name, live in Bowling Green on August the 20th. You're going to listen to this, and this is how you can sign up. Here we go.
the Southern Bluegrass Fantasy Football Championship, proudly presented by Buffalo Trace Bourbon. The Las Vegas Style event right here in South Central Kentucky. Live on August 20th at the Carroll Nasty Conference Center in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Hosted by the WKU Dance Team. A $200 buy-in can win you up to $5,000. More than $25,000 in total prizes. This season-long fantasy football tournament consists of 12 divisions of 12 team leagues competing against the best fantasy football players in the world. Sign up today at sbffc.com.
Good night.